The world is changing. Why don't you? This is for those of you who have been feeling a little stuck. Do you feel tired even after having a good night's sleep the night before? Kind of like you ran an entire marathon in your sleep and you wake up feeling so sore and more tired, and that no amount of caffeine is going to help you get going? Having a good night's sleep during the night is so very important to ensure that you're well rested physically and mentally. However, having a good night's sleep can only do so much for you. Overresting won't help your energy levels either. Make time to process and make time to get adequate amounts of sleep. Process your feelings, journal, talk to friends or a therapist. Help you restore what sleep can't. Be aware of the difference between being lazy and mentally exhausted. You don't really want to be labeling yourself as lazy whilst you are going through a very rocky patch of your life that's causing this stuckness. It would only cause more harm to you. Always, always listen to your intuition and always do what is right for you. Have you recently had trouble finding the drive to do things or felt that your energy levels were just too low to do your tasks? Society has become more fast-paced and productive, normalizing the fact that people put way too much on their schedules. Lacking motivation in your life is the biggest of signs that you're mentally exhausted. Do you get feelings of hopelessness when thinking about the future? The goals that you used to have and worked so hard for are no longer enough for you. You just want to give up. You might be struggling to get so much shit done which inevitably will affect your relationships or studies or your career. Even starting them may feel like a huge burden to you because you just don't have any drive anymore. The main difference between someone who is mentally exhausted and someone who is lazy is that someone who is mentally exhausted feels numb and won't care about the consequences anymore. If this sounds like you, then it's very important that you acknowledge the fact that you're just not being lazy and that you need help. Talk to someone as soon as possible. Practice mindfulness and assess the situation from a broader perspective. Have you been having trouble focusing when working on something? Having difficulty focusing or concentrating is one of the signs of mental exhaustion. By nature, the human mind has a limited capacity, and overloading it will only have negative effects on the efficiency in which it performs its basic functions. You may have been a fabulous multitasker at one point in your life, and now you can't even read a book without having your mind wander off. You may also be finding difficulty in doing tasks that used to be so easy to do before. Whatever it is that's causing you to be mentally exhausted, try to give your mind a break so that it can recover. How easily do you get started on simple household chores? You may struggle to get some simple tasks done, such as vacuuming or washing the dishes or laundry. Do you feel that even the simplest of tasks takes a ton of steps to be done? Ugh, I just can't. That's 5 extra steps that I'm requiring myself to take today. Your brain is simply too drained to do anything that takes even the slightest amount of effort. Allow your mind to take a proper break and address this issue. Meditate. If you constantly find yourself fantasizing about a drastic change, you're probably mentally exhausted. Do you often find yourself daydreaming about winning the big lotto and taking your forever long vacation? Constantly wanting to escape from your current situation only shows that just how unhappy and unsatisfied you are with your reality. Ultimately, you'll feel like you'll never be happy because of how far that ideal life seems, making you feel even less motivated and unappreciative of the things you do have. Have you been irritated by even the smallest of things? How's your patience doing? You may feel and find negativity all around you and constantly feel irritated by nothing. Being mentally exhausted automatically puts your body on this low-grade fight-or-flight mode. Your mind and body will be on a constant state of high alert danger, Will Robinson, as it tries to fend off any more potential dangers, real or false. Even the tiniest of things or actions will trigger a reaction and or irritate you. I love you. Take care of you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage and wisdom to know that I can. The wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate. To live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Please don't take anything I share on this podcast as an attack on your character. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.